Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you have a curfew? Do you think that curfews are effective? Well, yesterday we started a lesson about curfews. We met Renee and Helene, who are having a conversation about curfews. Now, some people think that curfews are very important. Other people don't. Well, today's lesson is called, Are Curfews Effective? It's a very good question to think about. And the question I have for you is, what makes Helene feel at ease? What makes Helene feel at ease? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin.
Are curfews effective?
That may be true, but curfews can give parents a false sense of security.
What do you mean?
Teens can get into trouble any time of the day.
But a curfew does reduce the amount of mischief they can get into.
It might also prevent them from becoming mature. Curfews can cause teens to be too dependent on their parents.
I don't agree. Abby has a very strict curfew, but she still makes her own decisions.
Perhaps your Abby is an exception. I know many teens who feel curfews are a punishment.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 mischief 这个不可数名词 ,MIS 这个字首有错误的意思。所以 mischief 是指孩子的恶作剧或者是调皮捣蛋。例如 ,these energetic boys will get into mischief easily if they're not occupied with something. 这些活力充沛的男孩要是没有事情可忙就很容易会开始调皮捣蛋。或者是 ,this naughty boy always gets into mischief when his parents aren't around.这个调皮的男孩当父母亲不在身边的时候总是会捣蛋。继续我们看 exception 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 except 除此之外这个介系词，所以名词 exception 是指例外。例如 the reports need to be turned in before the deadline without exception， 这些报告都要在限期内缴交，没有任何例外。 exception 在今天的课文中是指例外的人或事物，例如 most foreigners do not appreciate stinky tofu, but Alex is an exception. 大部分的外国人都不喜欢臭豆腐，但是 Alex 是例外。 Well, hello there everyone. We are back to talk about curfews. Are curfews effective? Gabe, did you ever have a curfew?
I think I did, but I forget because I don't think it was strictly enforced. I don't think it was a strict curfew that we had to follow.
Does your wife give you a curfew now?
My wife does not give me a curfew. When I was in high school in the dorms, I was in the dorms 1 year, and we did have curfew that year. We had to be in, I think it was 10 or 11. I forget. It didn't bother me, though. The curfew did not bother me.
Oh, at your university, you had a curfew.
No, at my high school.
Oh, sorry, at your high school.
Yeah, university, I think, is a little late to have a curfew for people. Maybe to keep the guys off the girls' floor and the girls off the guys' floor, that kind of curfew is okay. But to tell people they need to be home or in their dorms in college by a certain time, I don't know.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Well, here at the very top of our lesson, Renee starts us off today, and she says that may be true, but curfews can give parents a false sense of security. She was responding to something Helene had said yesterday about teens getting into a lot of trouble if they're out late. Now, let's talk about this phrase. You see it right here. A false sense of something. This just means that you have a feeling about something that is not completely true or accurate.
Yeah, and I think of other things too. Like sometimes people have a sense of peace. Everyone wants world peace, right? And maybe we think that if countries are not fighting, there is peace. But I would say that's a false sense of peace because there's always conflict going on in some way, right? But actually, I usually hear this phrase when it's used to talk about security. So a false sense of security. Maybe you feel like, okay, you feel secure, but actually it's a false sense of security. Your kids aren't really learning responsibility. That's one point that I got from yesterday's lesson, is that if you just have a curfew for them, they're not going to learn how to act responsibly for themselves.
Exactly. Well, Helene says, what do you mean? Renee responds, teens can get into trouble any time of the day. Now, yesterday, we learned about the phrase out of trouble, right? And here, we're learning how to get into trouble, or we're learning the phrase to get into trouble. This just means that you find yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah, and doing naughty things, not behaving well. Do you ever get into trouble? I have to admit, or confess, that I got into trouble a lot when I was a kid. I don't want to share all the stories, but I had a friend who liked to steal things from stores. That's called shoplifting, and I went with him once or twice. I didn't feel great afterwards, but I got into trouble like that when I was a kid.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh, Rebecca.
Anyway, continuing on, Helene says, but a curfew does reduce the amount of mischief they can get into. And you see the word mischief in our lesson. And we want to teach you another form to this word, and that is mischievous. If you're mischievous, this just describes a behavior that is kind of bad, but not intending to cause harm. Maybe just very curious.
Yeah, or playful. For example, my brother and I were both mischievous. One time when I was taking a shower, he went, well, the room had kind of a window, and he took some fireworks, yes, and he put them on the sill of the window and then lit it while I was taking a shower. So I had fireworks blow up or explode when I was taking a shower. Yeah, he thought it was so funny. He was very mischievous.
Gabe, that is wonderful. That was a perfect example of someone being mischievous.
Yeah, but that's not a very good example of what you should do if you're a brother with somebody. Don't do that.
No, please don't.
Not very nice.
Anyway, Renee says it also might prevent them from becoming mature. Curfews can cause teens to be too dependent on their parents. Helene says, I don't agree. Abby has a very strict curfew, but she still makes her own decisions. Perhaps she is an exception. Let's look at that word, an exception. If you're an exception, or if something is an exception, that just means that it's not included in a list of, or group, of the norm.
Exactly. Okay, well, Abby is a very responsible person. She makes her own decisions. We do have more to learn about curfews, but for right now, let's talk more about AM and PM in the
InfoCloud. Hello, friends. Today, let's talk about how to express time in English. If you want to indicate, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can say 4 p.m.
And that's how you should write it. The p.m. should appear after the number 4, not in front of it.
P.m. is the abbreviation of the Latin phrase post meridiem, meaning after noon. To indicate a time that's before noon, we should use a.m., which stands for anti-meridiem.
Now, since a.m. and p.m. already indicate before and after noon, we don't need to say 4 p.m. in the afternoon because that would be redundant. We can say either 4 p.m. or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
One question a lot of people have is how to indicate 12 noon and 12 midnight. Which one is a.m. and
Which one is PM?
Well, the correct answer for 12 noon is 12 PM, and for 12 midnight, it is 12 AM. However, since a lot of people don't know that, we suggest that you not use the abbreviations for these two times and simply say 12 noon and 12 midnight.
Now, if you'd like to avoid using the abbreviations AM and PM altogether, one option is the 24-hour clock, also known as military time. For example, instead of 4 p.m., use 1600. But do keep in mind that in the United States and Canada, military time is not as widely used as in the rest of the world.
我们用中文表达时间都习惯在时间的前面冠上上午、下午，例如上午九点钟、下午四点钟，但英文就刚好相反。用英文表达时间是先讲时间，然后才说是什么时候，像 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 而不是 afternoon 4 o'clock. 当然我们也可以用 AM 跟 PM, AM 是拉丁文中午前的缩写， PM 是拉丁文中午后的缩写。因此上午前中也叫做 4 PM, 要注意PM 两个字母必须摆在数字的后面。时间除了用 AM 跟 PM 来表示，也可以用24小时制，所以下午4点钟呢，也可以用 1600 hours 来表示。但这个制度在美国很少人用，只有在军队里才会用到。因此24小时制在美国叫做 military time, 军方采用的时间。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about curfews. Do you think...that teens should have a curfew? Do you think that curfews are really effective? It's a very good question. Well, of course, we're in the middle of a lesson, a conversation, where two individuals are talking about curfews. One thinks that curfews are necessary, the other does not. Well, let's continue with this conversation now.
Are curfews effective?
Abby understands the curfew is for her benefit.
Doesn't she complain it's unfair if her friends don't have curfews?
Well, I feel more at ease knowing that Abby will be home by 9 p.m. on a school night.
Do you give her the freedom to call if she needs to be late?
She might forget.
So you call her.
I do. In any case, a curfew works well for us.
And we're fine without one.
OK, 继续我们看 complain 这个动词。complain 是指抱怨、诉苦或者是抗议。如果要说明抱怨什么，是用 about 这个介系词。例如 ,one customer called in and complained about the packaging of our product. 一位顾客打电话来抱怨我们产品的包装。它的名词就是字尾加上 t 变成 complaint。例如 ,Stuart made a complaint to the police about the noise coming from his neighbor's house.Stuart 因为邻居的房子发出噪音而向警方投诉。最后我们看 at ease 这个成语， ease 是名词，意思是舒适或自在，所以 at ease 是指放松的或自在的，可以当形容词片语。例如 I feel completely at ease when I'm with my friends， 当我跟朋友们在一起的时候觉得完全的放松，或者是 the hostess put me at ease immediately by introducing her lovely sister to me，这位女主人介绍我认识她可爱的妹妹，让我马上觉得很自在。At ease 也是一个军人的口令，意思是稍息。例如 ,the soldiers were standing at ease while the sergeant was talking. 士官长说话的时候，这些士兵们稍息站立。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we read, Abby understands the curfew is for her benefit. So apparently she doesn't seem to have a problem having a curfew. But let's talk about the phrase for one's benefit. This just means that there's something that is intended to help you.
Right. For example, Rebecca and I, we teach, we enjoy teaching,Mm-hmm. But we teach for your benefit, right? The people who are learning English, we teach for your benefit. Well, what about you? What do you do and whose benefit do you do it for? It's okay to do things just for your own benefit, but it's also very important to do things for other people's benefit.
Renee says, doesn't she complain it's unfair if her friends don't have curfews? And Helene says, well...I feel more at ease knowing that Abby will be home by 9 p.m. on a school night. And let's look at this word at ease, or these words at ease. This just means that you feel more relaxed.
Attention!
Okay, at ease?
No, attention! Rebecca, attention?
Oh, attention, at ease?
At ease. Yes, yes, yes. These are words that make me think of the military because... If you have to salute, you're not at ease. But then the person might say, or the general might say, okay, at ease. And then you can kind of relax a little bit, right? Or stand more naturally. However, we use this phrase in more situations, right? When do you feel at ease? Or when are you not at ease? Some relationships just, I'm just not very natural in it. I'm just not at ease around certain people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.Well, I feel more at ease knowing that Abby will be home by 9 p.m. That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What makes Helene feel at ease knowing that Abby will be home by 9 p.m.? Well, how does our lesson continue?
Okay, Renee says, do you give her the freedom to call if she needs to be late? And it's important to have freedoms in life or the liberty to do different things. Do you have the freedom...To do something.
The freedom to do something just means that you have the right to act or behave in a certain way.
And this reminds me of when I was in high school. As a senior in senior high school, the last year of high school, we had senior privileges. Okay, that's what it was called. And that meant that we were allowed to leave campus if we didn't need to be in a class at a certain time. The other students needed to stay on campus.But we had senior privileges. We had the freedom to leave when we wanted.
Nice. Well, Renee is talking about whether or not, or asking, if she, Abby, has the freedom to call if she needs to. Helene says, well, she might forget. Renee says, so you can call her.
Right. And Helene says, I do. But in any case, a curfew works well for us.In any case, what does that mean?
In any case, this really just means anyway. Anyway, a curfew works well for us.
That's right. For another example of how to use this phrase, in any case, maybe you're looking for a car. What kind of car will you get? Will you get the cheap one, the expensive one? In any case, make sure you take it for a test drive before you buy it. And there's a related phrase, at any rate.And sometimes we use these phrases in the same way. In any case, or at any rate, a curfew works well for us.
And Renee says, and we're fine without one. So maybe the bottom line is, a curfew works well for some people, and other people don't really need a curfew.
Exactly. Well, friends, we do have more to learn with, or at least a way to review, I think, with...
Who knows?
Who knows? Welcome again to Who Knows? We have a little quiz to help us review today's lesson. But first, let's get to know today's players. Hello, Renee.
Hello, and yes, I'm the same Renee from today's lesson.
Well, long time no see. And our other player is Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hi, it's great to be here, but I do need to get back before it's too late.
Why? Do you have a curfew?
No, but my daughter Abby does.
Oh, so you need to be back before your daughter's curfew?
Yes.
Right. Wait, Abby is your daughter? Abby from today's lesson?
Scott is Helene's husband. They're Abby's parents. And they're very strict.
Well, curfews are helpful.
All right, okay. The lesson's over. Let's not argue here. Let's begin this game. Number one, Renee thinks that curfews can give parents a false sense of what?
Security.
Well, that's not fair. Renee is the one who said that, so of course she knows the answer.
You might be right, Scott, but life is not fair. Renee is correct. She said curfews can give parents a false sense of security. Great. Number two might be a little easier for you, Scott. Here it is. What time is Abby's curfew? And the choices are... wow, Renee, you're fast.
Midnight!
No, that's not correct. You just had this conversation with my wife and you forgot our daughter's curfew?
Well, I thought 12 o'clock midnight seemed more reasonable.
My daughter's curfew is 9 o'clock.
Good, good. 1 point for each. The answer to number 3 is not found in the lesson. It's a fun fact. There's a curfew for kids under 17 years old in the city of Washington, D.C. Now, here's the question. During the month of October, when does this curfew begin? During the month of October, when does this curfew begin? A, 7 o'clock. B, 9 o'clock. C, 11 o'clock. Or D, 12 o'clock.
Well, I think it's 9 o'clock is a great time for a curfew. So I'm going to guess B, 9 o'clock.
And you are wrong. Renee, do you have a guess?
C, 11 o'clock?
Yes. Yes. Most of the year in Washington, D.C., kids cannot be out after 11 o'clock.
See, that's a little more reasonable than 9 o'clock.
Well, Renee, today you are the winner of a clock.
What?
Yeah, make sure you're home on time.
Oh.
Oh, that reminds me. I gotta go.
Oh, well, we'll see you all next time on...
Who knows?
Bye, Scott.
So overall, Gabe, would you say that you agree with curfews?
Or that I don't? Well, actually,
yeah.
I think more importantly, this lesson brought out maybe the difference between doing something because of principle, yinze, or because of trust and a personal trust with somebody. And I think that I emphasize trust more, but I also understand the need for structure and principles.
Absolutely.
So it's hard to say.
Some people need more structure than other people. Well, what about you, friends? Do you think curfews are effective? Go talk about that in English. And we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.